Good morning.
Good morning.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Thank you. In haste, of faith, in love, in truth, they set out for Bethlehem. And what they found was peace and joy. Mary and Joseph, both urged on by the angel, set out in haste to Bethlehem. The shepherds, too, in faith of love and truth, and also the Magi. And what they found was peace and joy. That's the gift of the incarnation. That's the gift of the coming of the Son of God. That those who take a leap in faith because of the love and the truth of God will find far more than they ever imagined. When God speaks, he always speaks as a command. Everything he does and says is a command. But his command is of love and truth. And the greatest act of his love and truth was when he spoke, "Let them be created in our image and likeness." And he saw it, and he said it was good. No greater act of love than to say that he was going to create us in their image, the image of the Holy Trinity. And when he did it, it was profoundly the completion of what he wanted to express of his love, and he said that it was good. How easy it is to forget those very first words in the beginning and part of creation. How easy it is for us to forget, because as we heard in our second reading, God speaks in parts, not completely through the prophets. And then the world takes over, does it not? The cacophony of choices, decisions, the recognition of our inability to be our own God, our brokenness and our sins. Sometimes we cannot hear his love and his truth. But we imitate Joseph and Mary. We imitate that faith of the shepherds who could not wait after the announcement of the angels to go see this thing, this sight. And the Magi who traveled so far, thinking they were bringing gifts to honor a king. But all of them received something far greater: peace and joy. So what is the peace that Jesus brings us? It's the heart of the matter. It is his love. What is our definition of peace? You should know my definition of peace by now. I'm going to tell you this right now. When you go to heaven, the first thing God's going to ask you is, what is Father John's definition of peace? So you better remember. Peace is the fullness of life in union with God. The fullness of our human existence for which God created us out of his love. But in union with his truth is what gives us peace. He came as a child, took on flesh, so that his words could never be misconstrued again, the words of God. As Deacon Jeff read, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And what is joy? Joy is not anywhere close or same as happiness. Happiness is contingent on external things, is it not? It depends on what's happening in our lives or to our lives, whether we're happy or not. If we're successful, in our careers, when we're happy to be with our family and your wonderful children, and all the other things that the world offers us, and when it goes right, we're happy. But so often, happiness fails us because we still are in need of much more. Because of sin, we have broken lives. We have fears, we have anxieties, we have illness. And those things do not make us happy. 30% of our country is in depression because they're seeking what the world wants to give them. That will always fall short. Joy is knowing that all these things, whether they're external factors or whether they're the reality of our broken nature, we have hope that He came to fix that, to forgive sins, to raise us up, to heal us, to make us in love again, a perfect image for which we were created. And so even in sorrow or in sickness or in fear and anxiety, the things that our human nature cannot coincide with on its own, He speaks to our souls and He gives us joy. Joy is suffering with the hope of knowing that He came to bring us eternal happiness for our hearts and for our souls. So what should be our mission on this Christmas morning? I think it should simply be to remember always to listen with your hearts for His love. Always listen with your souls for His truth. Because it is believing in Him and not science, not in the world, that allows us to go forward. Like Mary and Joseph, to go see this thing of greatness proclaimed by the angels, to travel far through our lives, to come to Him and have our souls sanctified so that we may live in joy. When you come forward this morning, as I asked you to do just a day before, be cognitive that you're making a manger to receive the Christ child. This time, under the form of bread, He came so vulnerable to us as a child. And in the Eucharist, the same. Vulnerable. In your hands, the divine God, so that you could take Him as food and to be transformed both body and soul. Thank Him for His birth. Sing it within your heart. Remind those who are with you today in joy. And I promise I will do the same.